driving away from the wreck of the day, and the lights always red in the rearview. Desperately close to a coffin of hope, I'd cheat destiny just to be near you. And if this is giving up, then I'm giving up. If this is giving up, then I'm giving up, giving up on. On Jesus, 'cause love doesn't hurt, so I know I'm not falling in love, I'm just falling to pieces. And if this is giving up.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Take Point 22 with Karen Arnold and myself. And I hope everyone is having a wonderful night. You come on over to the Trim Radio Network. You can listen in. You can chat with us. You can go ahead and buy merchandise there. And boy, we have some great shows on. I mean, everything from Take Point 22 to, you know, My World to Money and Change to Fishing in Florida. I mean, just a whole bunch. Circle of Q, just a whole bunch. And new shows coming on all the time. So come visit us over at Trim Radio Network. The opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or anybody else. Anyway, and any information that we share is not to be considered to be used as advice. And we expressly deny any and all liabilities. We want you to do your own research. We are just passing along information that is it, that we find, but do your own research. And remember, we are not doctors and we are not medical pharmacist, doctors, or anybody else. So always check with your health care professional, your primary care doctor. Anyway, that song right there, Wreck of the Day, that's Anna Nalick, and that is covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, 803-866-1667. Karen, you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I was, you know, talking and thinking about this week. You know, we're only on once every 2 weeks now. And, you know, talking about sharing information on medications, different medications that they give you for depression and bipolar mood disorders and everything else. And are those medications actually working? And of course, this is our opinion only. You know, I've been on a variety of different medications and I found a list. And you know me, I will always find a list. So I found a list of 98 of common drugs used to treat depression, anxiety, and different things. And of course, sometimes they give you medicines for depression, and then they give you something else to deal with the anxiety, or they give you something else to deal with bipolar disorder. And we have all kinds of stuff that they give you. And to give a list, and most people have been on a lot of different medications over the years. I don't know if you have, Karen. I know I have. You know, and going over it quickly, some of the reasons are people have chronic sleep impairment, anxiety, depressed mood, difficulty adapting to a work-like setting, difficulty adapting to a stressful circumstances, difficulty in adapting to work, difficulty in establishing and maintaining effective work and social relationships, disturbances of motivation and mood, forgetting directions, forgetting names, forgetting recent events, mild memory loss, occupational and social impairment with reduced reliability and productivity, panic attacks more than once a week, persistent delusions or persistent hallucinations. And it happens. I've experienced all of those and do experience all of those. I think a lot of people do. These things are brought on from illness, traumas, different things that we go through in life, and they're horrific. And people are given medications to try to deal with it. And some medications may work well for people and some medications don't. But to give you a list of some of the common medications that I've seen is bupropion, Cymbalta, sertraline, Zoloft, Lexapro, citalopram, fluoxetine, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Celexa. Abilify, Effexor, Mitrofine, Prestique, Effexor XR, Paxil, Wellbutrin SR, and the list goes on and on. Just on one page, there's probably, and I didn't even list them all, about 30 different medicines. If you view them all, there are 98 basic medications. 98. That's a lot of medicine. What do you think about that? You still there, Karen?
Here I am. I'm sorry. It's a lot of medications, and a lot of those medications, you can't just stop. You have to
wean
yourself off. You have to wean yourself on. And I do believe, I think we prescribe a lot of those medications needlessly. Now, I'm on one of those medications you mentioned, and it really does help me.
And it does. I think it goes to the individual. So bupropion is one that I take, and I'll be honest with everyone. I'll list the ones that I've taken. Bupropion, citrulline, Zoloft, Lexapro, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Abilify, Effexor XR. I've taken the Wellbutrin, and lithium. So there, and some of them are definitely by far more powerful than the others.
Right.
And looking through them, we'll look at some of the reviews. So some of the reviews of some of these things, and they have a list that goes all the way on up to the rating, which I see, I'm guessing, is going from 0 to 8 or to 10. I'm sorry. 0 to 10. And then I'm looking at some of the reviews. So let's take a look at some of the big ones and see what the reviews are. Bupropion, number one on the list, 1,343 reviews. So I'm going to take a look at this reviews right here. 19% reported a negative experience, but 60% reported a positive experience. So the average out of 10 was a 7 rating. Let's see what it's got. Real and honest review, 15-year-old male living in Canada, been suffering from anxiety, ADD, depression forever, resisted and procrastinated to take meds again for years because of the not-so-great experience with SSRIs, but also because I read way too much online, which scared me off. So he suffered for years until one really bad episode that forced me to take action. So he wanted to try to take the Wellbutrin. Since it had the least negative reviews, And my years of online self-help nonsense started with 150 milligrams of Wellbutrin XL for 3 weeks, and then 300 plus. And then he also had 10 milligrams of Citalopram, which is C-I-T-A-L-O-P-R-A-M, ever since. And it's been life-changing. It's crazy how I can finally function like a normal human being. I swore myself that I would never write a review here if I found the remedy to my suffering. Wellbutrin XL worked well for him. It's worked wonders, he said for me. No more anxiety, very low ADD, no more depression. I really helps, you know, hope this helps a few out. He gave a 10-10. And of course, I'm trying to look at some of the negative ones. And there's a lot of the positive, but trying to find the negative. They don't really put those up on the list.
What do they say about Effexor?
Effexor. All right, let's go to Effexor. Let's take a look. Let's see. List of medications. Let's go to Effexor. Whoops. Wait, that's bupropion. Let's go back and go to Effexor. XR or regular Effexor?
XR.
All right. 6.5 out of 10, 354 reviews. I'm sorry, I have a child that I'm about ready to strangle.
Been there before.
Yes. Here's one for you. Got a 10 out of 10. 43-year-old men take Effexor XR 150 milligram since 2000. Yes, I know it is long, but it's better than death. Try to be med-free, normal, out of the stigma, and each time it is the same. I crash hard. Each time I play with my life from the outside. I look successful, brilliant, intelligent, normal, etc., etc. But I'm sick as hell. Sick, but in treatment. I take care of me as I could. I really don't care what other people think about venlafaxine now. I don't want to die. Believe me, non-adrenaline, serotonin recapture is no garbage. You may need a little help for your brain. Refuse it if you like, but do something about depression before it will do something about you. And I think part of the problem is now with the Effexor XR, I took it. For me, it gave me very vivid dreams. And very uncomfortable dreams. Embarrassing to say, but very like sexual dreams and stuff. So I was like very, very uncomfortable with it, you know? So that had to go away because that made me more stressed out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I had to get rid of that. And talked to the doctor about it, but it got to the point to where it was just really, really too much. And related drugs, stop that. Related drugs, serotonin, norepinephrine, reuptake inhibitors. So, and saying some of these drugs is really hard with the name. So I pardon me if I don't get it right, I'll spell them out. But Trintellix, Sesterline, Trazodone, Escalofram, Allopurinol, Fluoxetine, Duloxetine, Lexapro. There's just so many different names for them. And believe me, they're as long as they are as hard to spell. Here's another person that gave a 10 out of 10. Remember to give Effexor XR a couple of months to work. The first month or even Two are going to suck. Why? Remember that the chemicals in your brain are adjusting. We have a chemical imbalance. Be patient and kind to yourself. I was on Lexapro. It worked, but I gained so much weight, so I got off of it. Not a good idea. Never just go cold turkey. So after speaking to my doctor, he put me on Effexor, and it has been such a blessing. This person is on 225 milligrams for over 3 years. And while I do have good days and bad days, because it's not a miracle pill. Hey, honey. 1 second, Karen. Would you
shut that before you? All right.
And so, I mean, you still have to fight the depression and anxiety, but it helps you fight it. Stay strong. It works. Be patient. Don't be scared. One of the things that I found, especially on a lot of medications, and I've been trying to do everything without them now, and the anxiety and panic attacks are the biggest thing for me. It's very spooky for people. Understand something. Unless you've ever had a hallucination or a delusion, it's very hard to deal with it. The memory loss is something that I'm getting adjusted to. But again, even my work has diminished to where I've cut back to probably an hour a day to an hour and a half. And then by that time, I'm done. I want to take my hat off. I'm done. My mind is simply not there. And, you know, a lot of times I'm in there and I want to get done and get out of there as fast as I can. I don't like going out to, I don't go to offices anymore. So I don't, a lot of things have changed to where I don't like being in public or around a lot of people because I feel like I stick out like a sore thumb. And a lot of people
Did you feel this way before COVID or after?
No, before. No,
okay.
I fought this for years. One of the biggest things is, you know, that you fight, and it's hard and it's embarrassing to say, is suicidal thoughts. And they were happening a lot. And where I felt no worth, I felt more of a burden, I felt more so uncomfortable. I would come home and turn on music and rock back and forth in a chair. Want to be alone, just a lot of different things. And I was trying to get things figured out. Like, you know, walking was starting to help. But, you know, when you have other things going on physically in your body, it makes it really hard. So,
right.
You know, that kind of went by the wayside. I was loving working out and doing that. And, then again, you know, you get hit with something and you're like, okay, you know, so, but it's very hard for people. This person here, I had severe anxiety in 2016. It was truly crippling, along with panic attacks and thinking I was dying all the time. I experienced depersonalization, derealization every day. And this person said Effexor truly saved his life. I take my pills at night. And if I miss one dose, I know immediately the next day by how I feel. It's a horrible feeling. I describe it as my head was skipping, but I see others describe it as brain zaps. That's truly what it feels like. Besides that, the medication changed everything for me. So that person was pretty happy with it.
Right.
But everybody has that same feeling. Everybody... If you go up and you go down and they describe it, even if they talk about how good the medicine is, you know, everybody is saying the same thing. Hey, don't be scared. The depression and anxiety. This one has panic attacks. I've had 3 panic attacks this year, which have put me into the hospital. So they are horrible.
They are.
This guy takes right here, 10 out of 10. I take 150 milligrams, time-released Effexor. I'm dealing with the head injury for 6 months now. I've been on Effexor since. This person has no side effects, and it really helped me with the anxiety, nervousness, and depression. It's such a lifesaver. Okay. Let's see. Let's get down with the other one. Here we go. My depression is great now and has been for a year. The only negative is my lax and sex drive and sleeping a lot. Not sure if it's the meds or just my lazy arse. Heard a lot of bad reviews, but honestly, I've been on it for 7 years and think it's great. And this person's only 34. Very emotional days, they said. This one here, I've been on many antidepressants over the years. I have had depression and anxiety since I was 21 years old. I'm in my late 40s now. Cravings for sweets and carbs, plus the medication didn't work that well for me. I've been on Effexor for 8 months, and it works wonders for me. So the cravings are gone, and this person's working on it. One of the things that I think we need to look at with, and I'm going to see if there's any, and I like to go through, I like to go down, not read just the good stuff, but I like to go down and see what the negative stuff was, because
yeah,
those are the ones, so I think I'll skip it on that one, but everybody has a different reaction. Your body either accepts it or doesn't accept it. And trying to find the right medication is extremely hard to do. So that's one of the things. All right, so let's go on down and look at some of these other ones. Oh, and see what they're treating.
Well, you know what they've come up with now, and you have to ask your doctor for the test. It's similar to like a DNA test. And what it will show is what medications you're sensitive.
Right. And as a matter of fact.
And you got that?
Yeah. Okay. So it's called right here GeneSight, psychotropic test. So what Karen's talking about, Karen, go ahead and explain it.
Well, it's similar to like a DNA test. And it tells you, when the results will tell you what type of drugs work on you and what types of drugs you might have a reaction to or that might not work for you. That not only includes like anti-anxiety and depression pills, like pain medication, all kinds of medication. So that can be a huge help if you've tried a couple medications and they're not working. And that's something that you can ask your doctor to mark off that you'd like that test. And it might save people a lot of time trying to figure out which class of drugs will work for them.
Right.
I've heard so many good reviews about that.
And to give everyone a clue, it's called GeneSight, psychotropic test. GeneSight psychotropic test is a genetic test that shows your provider how your genes may affect medication outcomes. The GeneSight test may reveal which medications to treat depression, anxiety, ADHD, other mental health conditions require dose adjustments to be less likely to work or have an increased risk of side effects based on your DNA. The test is a simple cheek swab taken in your healthcare provider's office or can be sent to your doctor to be taken in the convenience of your home. And if you have Medicare, Part B, it's covered. Medicaid, it's covered. Medicare Advantage covered tests. Patient may be expected to cover a portion of the cost, typically $330 or less. Uninsured, go to genesight.com/uninsured or contact the customer service team at 866-757-9204, 866-757-9204. The GeneSight promise is over 95% of the patients pay $330 or less. Insurance can be complicated. We promise that if your cost could be more than $330, we'll call you before we process your test. So, not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. The sample is sent to their lab for analysis. The test results take about 2 days. Your clinician can contact our medical affairs team for a consultation and then review the results with you on the next visit. So, not a bad idea. I like how it is. And if you scroll down the page, it has a list of significant gene-drug interactions, no proven genetic markers. The yellow markers are moderate gene-drug interactions, and the green are used as directed. So it tells you what medications you're more likely to accept rather than reject. So very, very cool, and you know, very, very neat way that they do this.
You know, when people are prescribed medications, for example, my mom had basically spent a year in rehab or the hospital, and she had severe, like, nerve pain from her back, and it went down her leg.
Right.
And they, you know, prescribed her all kinds of, like, muscle relaxants and narcotics, and then, you know, that brought side effects that, you know, you take a medication for. And thankfully, we've got everything worked out. So instead of taking, she was taking, like, 27 pills a day.
Oh, yeah.
And the pain medications really affected her mind. And for a while there, I didn't think she was going to make it. And she now is only, like, on 7 medications.
Well, I was up to probably pretty close to around 18 pills a day at one point. And a lot of people are like, oh, my God, well, you must have been, like, comfortably numb. I can tell you, you had medication for bipolar, a medication for anxiety, a medication for, the depression. And when you had so many that you're on there, you lost your, it was like a flat, even line, no heartbeat type feeling.
Numb.
And you lose your empathy and your sympathy and everything else. So it's very difficult because you're not you. Understand, you're drugged, you know, and I think that's the way a lot of veterans were feeling, and that was the answer the VA had back in 2012, and then it slipped through the cracks. Oh, hey, wait a minute here, we're not answering these guys, and they're killing themselves in the parking lots and everywhere else, and we still have a major problem today. And
well, their famous drug was Trazodone.
Let's see if that's
and all right. That made people just feel numb. You know, you're wiping drool off the face, and you know, so a lot of veterans won't take it. And it gives them a bad experience, and they don't want to do anything else.
So let's look at it.
They won't take anything else.
The generic name is Trazodone. Trazodone. Dosage, oral tablet, 100 milligrams, 150 milligrams, 300, or 50. It is an antidepressant that belongs to a group of drugs called serotonin receptor antagonists and rebuke inhibitors, SARIs. While trazodone is not a true member of the selective serotonin reputake inhibitors class of antidepressants, it does share many properties of the SSRIs. It is to treat major depressive disorder. It may help improve your mood, appetite, energy level, as well as decrease anxiety, insomnia related to depression. It works by helping to restore the balance of certain natural chemical serotonin in the brain. A dangerous drug interaction could occur, so watch out what you take with it. And let's take a look and see. It causes some medicines. Let's see. Tell your doctor if you take a stimulant medicine, opioid, herbal products, And that was a problem. Opioids were given a lot of times. And when I say that, I mean like oxycodone or hydrocodone or other medicines that definitely were opioid medicines with some of these medicines. And an interaction with trazodone could cause a serious condition called serotonin syndrome. Yeah, so you have to let your doctor if you have bipolar disorder, long QT syndrome, glaucoma, seizures, epilepsy, heart attack, manic depression. And let's see what we find out about this. So that is some of the warning signs. Let's skip back real quick and let's see what the reviews were. And they've got some 10 out of 10s.
Oh, wow.
And they got 1 out of 10 right here. Been on trazodone for a while. This was from Jess, taken 6 months to a year ago, August 3rd, 2020. Made me feel terrible, couldn't control my mind. I thought it was me, and all along it was the trazodone. Terrible drug. Please think before you take this medicine. It has ruined my life. Felt scared all the time, really shaky and anxious. I've stopped it now. I haven't had good night's sleep due to my mind racing and forgetting my past. I've noticed I've been able to sleep and wake up in a good mood and feel well rested. I've been enrolled in college, doing great in my classes, looking forward to the future. But the provider is paying for the medication. All right. And let's see. That's some of the good ones. Here we go. This one is Kat from April 30th, 2020. Prescribed me trazodone for depression. I started with 25 milligrams because I react very sensitive to meds. The first night, I had arrhythmia, anxiety, cold sweat, insomnia. These side effects disappeared after 2 weeks, except for the occasional arrhythmia. I sweat well in the beginning, but I was also extremely tired during the day. I felt a bit more emotionally stable, so I started taking 50 milligrams, which was a horrible decision. I had severe sexual dysfunction. I wasn't able to feel anything during sex. I slept all day, felt extremely weak. My heart was pounding, and I felt like I had to faint a lot. It did nothing for my depression. I felt worse than before. I was crying a lot, and when I wasn't crying, I didn't feel anything at all. After a few weeks, I stopped taking it because I couldn't handle the side effects. They were on it for two to five months. Withdrawal symptoms like insomnia, extreme anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and others. I can't recommend this medication to anyone. So, you know.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's. And a lot of these, when I'm going through them and I'm reading them, a lot of these have the same side effects that most people don't realize that they're on some of these medications. Insomnia. If you're on a medication, and I would tell you from my own personal experience that you're not getting the sleep. I still wake up with panic attacks, night terrors, and stuff like that. But it's less and less frequent. And I'm able to deal with things a lot better now, but I'm not on anything right now. And it's very hard. You still fight the things that you fight. I delve into reading. You know, Carrie, for me, it was reading the Bible. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm very, this is within the last 2 years, this is the third time I'm reading it. And I just go back over it and over it and go over it and substitute. So when I get panicky, or have those thoughts of not wanting to be here, I'm not worth anything, I go in and read, but like I said, it's not a cure-all because, I mean, I've been in the hospital 3 times for panic attacks. So panic attacks, seeing things, and understand, you have a disorder. It is a chemical imbalance that is in our heads. It's not going to go away. Our bodies are not producing what it's supposed to produce or overproducing what is not needed. And that is just part of life. And that's, you know, it's one of those things that you're coming to accept it and you deal with it. And but a lot of people that if you ask somebody that has dealt with depression, you got a lot of background noise. Is that you? But if you ask a lot of people, some of the biggest things that they had is chronic sleep impairment, depressed moods for no reason at all. All of a sudden you are. You don't like stressful circumstances. motivational problems, and forgetting things. That's me. Forget, you know what I'm saying? Forgetting names, events. It becomes easy, and dealing with suicidal thoughts or those feelings, and it's very hard to do that, and very hard to adjust with that. But that's some of the biggest things that people have when they're dealing with it. And depression is no joke. It is a tough thing. Being bipolar is even worse because you're getting everything. So it's extremely hard, and trying to find the right medication for it, I still have not found the perfect medication for it. Trying to deal with the side effects. So now I'm going to go back and talk to the doctor about this genetic test and see what they think, if it'll help me better. Try to do it on the science side. But it's very hard for people, and I think they don't understand what veterans are going through. And when you have that trauma, when you see the things that they've seen or experienced, and that's not me, that's them, and you look at things, just looking at the world today, my God, it's depressing enough, is it not? I mean...
It is. I think everyone should be in therapy.
I would not be against that. I think therapy is a great answer for a lot. For me, I don't like group therapy. Somebody was like, you ought to try group therapy. And I was like, listen, I've got my own problems. And then when you take on their problems, now you have double the problems. So that doesn't work for me, you know. It's very difficult. And I think that it's hard. And trying to find the right medication is very hard. I don't like taking, what medications do you trust anymore? Because, I've gotten to the point to where I'm not trusting Big Pharma. When you look at some of the side effects from these things, may cause heart attack, may cause this, may cause that, rashes, may cause, aneurysms, may cause, seizures and stuff like that. Then you're like, okay, well, you're trying to treat one thing, but then you could end up treating 5 or 6 different other things. That's a lot. I mean, let's see if we can see the side effects to these things. Let's go and see if we can see the side effects. And I love drugs.com. Know more and be sure. And they've got great, they got an interactions checker, a pill identifier, news and alerts. They got a pro edition on here. But let's go back here. All right. And see what these are. See if it shows us what we need to show. I mean, there's 98 of them. So let's pick one. Let's go to Cymbalta. How about that? Is Cymbalta a pretty common one now?
I think that's a pretty common one.
All right, let's go to Cymbalta. Now let's see the side effects. All right. Pounding heartbeats or fluttering in your chest. A lightheaded feeling like you might pass out. Easily bruising, unusual bleeding, vision changes, painful or difficult urination, liver problems, right-sided upper stomach pain, itching, dark urine, jaundice, yellowing of skin or eyes, low blood sodium, headache, confusion problems with thinking or memory, weakness, feeling unsteady, or manic episodes, racing thoughts, increased energy, decreased for the need of sleep, risk-taking behavior, being agitated or talkative. How about that one? That's a whole handful.
And someone I know is taking Cymbalta and has low sodium. Why would a doctor prescribe that if that's one of the side effects?
That's great questions. What outweighs one to the other? You know what I'm saying? So let's try another one. What should we try? Pick a medicine.
It's a common one.
We have Prozac. We have.
What about blood pressure medications?
Which one?
Hydroxyline.
Let's see where hydroxyline is. All right, hang on a second here. I have to find it in our list. Ah, found it. Is it Aventil hydroxychloride or whatever?
Now, here's one that's easier. Losartan.
Sargon. All right, let's see. There's 98 of them I have to go through, so I'm just trying to find. Yeah. We've got Respidone. We've got. Oh, here we go. DESVENLAFXINE. Drisfloxamine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's check it out. All right, let's see the side effects. Seizures.
Oh.
Easy bruising or bleeding, nosebleeds, bleeding gums. Blood in your urine or stools, coughing up blood, blurred vision, eye pain, swelling, seeing halos around lights, cough, chest discomfort, trouble breathing, or low blood sodium, headache, confusion problems with thinking or memory, weakness, feeling, unsteady. I mean,
those are some pretty serious side effects.
Rough, you know? I mean,
right.
Rough. And every one of these medicines is going to, we hear a lot about Seroquel. Remember Seroquel?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you have medicines that they're trying to treat smoking with. They're trying to treat weight loss with. They're trying to treat, you know, like obesity and stuff like that with it. Let's just go to Seroquel. Let's take a look at that. Or a Lazopram.
That's a new one, right?
What's that?
The one you're looking up is new one for weight loss?
Yeah, but I don't know the name of it. But let's take a look at Seroquel and let's see its side effects. Here we go. Uncontrolled muscle movements in your face, chewing, lip smacking, frowning, tongue movement, blinking or eye movement, mask-like appearance of the face, trouble swallowing, problems with speech, a lightheaded feeling like you might pass out, severe constipation, painful or difficult urination, blurred vision, tunnel vision, eye pain, seeing halos around lights, severe nervous system reaction, very stiff, rigid muscles, high fever, sweating, confusion, fast, uneven heartbeats, tremors, fainting. High blood sugar, increased thirst, increased urination, dry mouth, fruity breath odor, low white blood cell counts, fever, chills, mouth sores, skin sores, sore throat, cough, trouble breathing, feeling lightheaded.
That's a way to get a date.
Yeah. common side effects. Speech problems, dizziness, drowsiness, tiredness, lack of energy, fast heartbeat, stuffy nose, increased appetite, weight gain, upset stomach, vomiting, constipation, dry mouth, or problems moving. Now, shit. I mean, you know, these medicines are supposed to handle. I mean, if you look at what I've just read off, anxiety, chronic sleep impairment, depressed mood, difficulty adapting to a work-like setting. Well, if you have problems moving, if you, you know, speech problems, lack of energy, fast heartbeats, I mean, you're still not handling the major things that the medicine is supposed to be handling. So let's go and take a look at another one. And it's very interesting. And we'll do more on this, but my God, there's just so many. All right, lithium. Remember lithium?
Oh, yes. You know, people are still prescribed that.
So let's go to lithium. Here we go. All right. Side effects of lithium. Lithium is a mood stabilizer. It's used to treat or control the manic episodes of bipolar disorder, manic depressions, hyperactivity, rushed speech, poor judgment, reduced need for sleep, aggression, and anger. So let's see the side effects of that. All right, hang on here. All right, to avoid lithium side effects, here we go. Let's see. Lightheaded feeling, like you might pass out, shortness of breath, fever, increased thirst or urination, weakness, dizziness, spinning sensation, memory problems, hallucinations, problems with balance, muscle movement, loss of bowel or bladder control. That's great. So you crap your pants with that one. A seizure, blackout, convulsions, low sodium levels, thyroid problems, dehydration symptoms, increased pressure inside the skull, severe headaches, ringing in your ears, dizziness, nausea, vision problems, pain behind your eyes. How about that one?
I mean, you know, I think more people than ever are turning to homeopathic medical care and even medical marijuana because they don't want to take all these drugs with these horrible side effects. And, you know, like with, this is an example, like with COVID. So we had all of these, like, get the COVID vaccine, but not one doctor said eat right, healthy, lose weight. You know, and when you have problems, health issues, those are the first things that you should be looking at doing and more of a natural way. That, I mean, that's what I believe. I still believe in modern medicine. Don't get me wrong. But for example, for depression, you know, like you said, walking helped you.
You know, gummies.
On the medication.
I won't lie. If I get really, really panicked or something else, I will take a gummy or Delta 8. And you know, and I told my doctor that, like Abilify.
What do you think?
I'm going to read one more, Abilify. Agitation, distress, restless feeling, twitching, uncontrollable movements of your eyes, lips, tongue, face, arms, or legs. Had that. Trouble swallowing, speech, seizure, severe nervous system reaction, high fever, confusion, fast or uneven heartbeats, tremors. Had that. Still have those. Low blood cell counts, fever, chills, sore throat, weakness, easily bruising, unusual bleeding, purple or red spots under your skin, or high blood sugar, increased thirst, increased urination, dry mouth, fruity breath odor. I'm going to tell you, so many medications made me feel just horrible. Horrible. And I'm not telling people stop your medications. If you've got something and it's working right and you and your doctor have figured it out, always ask your doctor.
That's right.
Always. Always ask your doctor. Don't just stop taking the medication because you see the side effects or you've heard the side effects here. Remember, we're just passing information along, and that's it. Always speak to your doctor, your medical professional. Very important.
And I've so many people, including a lot of veterans, they go to the doctor and they finally have the courage to open up about their mental health or any other health issues, and they're given a medication and they think they have to suffer with it, even though they suffer from the side effects or it doesn't work to them. And most medications in the mental health field, it takes 2-3 weeks for to get in your system.
Right.
But don't be afraid to call your doctor and say, this is not working. We need to find something else.
Is this normal? Ask him. You know, is this normal? Is this side effect normal? Write down, make a log of what you're going through so that you could go by. Because more than likely, the medication he's giving you also could cause memory impairment. Mild memory loss or forgetting recent events. So, you know, forgetting directions. Write these things down. Make sure that you're talking to them about every single thing that you're having, because those side effects need to be added in so that they know what to look for, so we can find out if that's going to help more patients or hinder more patients. And some medications are just bad. Understand that. They are just bad. And they know which ones, and usually the FDA tries to pull those off the thing. But don't count on it. Understand. This is a business, folks. It's a business. They're making money on medications. You're taking those medications, they're making money on it. Okay? So, and why no medication is perfect, understands there are ups or downs, and but it is a business. You're a client. So I think that you have to, you know, have a doctor that is an outside the box thinking type doctor that's willing to look at other alternatives. I'm lucky I have that on the outside.
If you don't like and your doctor cannot help you change doctors, so many people that I know are unhappy with, you know, well, they gave me this medication and it's just not working. I'm having a hard time. They don't understand me. Change doctors. There's plenty of them out there.
I've got to tell you, I've done that. There's been a couple of, I went through, you know, and I still, you know, I was talking to a therapist for a while, and she's like, listen, she goes, you know, while you've come along, we haven't come far. I still, it's not going to take away what I have. So they wanted to put me into something else. And it gave me such anxiety about doing it because I was so used to this person for 2 years, 3 years. But I understand her position. If we're not making progress, we're not making progress. And I get it. Okay. But, you know, at the same time, the doctor, I didn't feel he's not listening. So what did I do? I went and I got an outside primary doctor. And now I double check a lot of times with him. He's expensive. Don't get me wrong. Listen, it's like $200 a visit. So, you know, it's like 178. Yeah, it's $178 a visit. But, you know, don't stick with somebody just because, well, this is the only one insurance will cover. Drive. If you have to go a little farther to find somebody else or find somebody else in network or do whatever you're doing. And if you're in the VA and you're not happy with it there, ask to get changed. You know, they've got four teams, Freedom Team, Red Team, Blue Team, White Team. Switch out. This is not working. Switch out. So, you know.
Which, you know, with the VA, you know, they came out, it was either December or January, that a veteran can go to anyone in the mental health field outside the VA, and the VA will pay for it. And you don't have to be rated with a disability to be able to do that. And that's really important.
Yeah, that was January. Yeah, January they did that. And, you know, but what you have to do is understand they will pay for it, but you have 5 days to report it. Okay, there is a report line. Let me see if I have it. I know I have it. Oh. Okay. So for me, for the three hospital visits, I will tell you, let's see if I have it here. And I'm pretty good about this because I don't remember. Ah, here I do have it. 72-hour reporting hotline for VA outside emergency care. That number is 844-724-7842. 844-724-7842. So keep that in mind, that you do have to report if you went outside or you had a hospital visit, urgent care, or whatever, just report it. It's a 72-hour reporting hotline for the VA outside emergency care. So that gives you that. Anyway, we're going to come back, you know, and we missed a couple of weeks due to my sickness. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was really down and out last week, and we were supposed to be on. Karen, can you come on next week?
I certainly can.
Why don't we look at some, now that we've hit it with the drug side, next week, let's go over and cover some of the homeopathic side and see what we can look at there, alternative treatments for depression, for some of these other things. You know, like I said, I'm still trying to find the perfect medication for me, you know, and of course it's been a tough go. I have not found one medication that works. And with my body and the way that my DNA is, how I'm made up, and with what I have with the autoimmune and everything, some of these things will work for a while and then they stop. They stop working. You become almost immune to it. So it's been a long haul. I could tell you that I have not found the perfect medication, but I'm still looking.
The gene test, are you going to?
Yes.
Or have you already?
No. Actually, after I was reading it tonight, and again, I'll give that number out. That's the GeneSight. And you can go to GeneSight.com. 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 And that's probably one of many, but GeneSight, you know, is the one that definitely tests you for medications, for mental health, depression, anxiety, ADHD, and, you know, you're not alone. So we'll take a look at that. We'll see if we can find some holistic or, you know, other types of treatments that can help you along until you find the right medication or give you ideas or whatever to ask your, remember, always ask your medical professional. So keep that in mind. But anyway, Karen, we kind of ran out of time here.
We did. It went quick.
It was way quick. But if you want a list of those medicines and the things that we were reading tonight, You can go to drugs.com. No more, be sure. Drugs.com. And you'll know it's got a blue, dark blue, red, purple type little like cross on there. It's really neat. And it's got a whole bunch of different things. So drugs.com. Find drugs and conditions. Enter the drug name, condition, pill, imprint, etc. And it will, it's got a whole list. So, you know, and it gives you FDA MedWatch alerts, new drug approvals. It's got all kinds of stuff. Really cool to check it out. So, well, just, you know, all I can tell you is try to pass on. Gabapentin. Yeah, there we go. And gabapentin is a tough drug. I will just tell you that. It is to treat partial seizures, nerve pain from shingles, restless leg syndrome. It works with chemical messengers in your brain and nerves. Group of medicines called anticonvalescents. Different brands of gabapentin, but this will give you all the, you know, information on it and everything like that. So you know, it talks about everything. So make sure that you check out the page. If you really have questions about drugs, remember drugs.com, folks, drugs.com. And remember what I said, GeneSight or whatever. What was it called? Generic testing. GeneSight. Go there. Get tested. See what your body is capable of handling sciencely with the DNA, you know, scientifically. So anyway, I wanted to say thank you to everyone. And I hope you guys turn in next week because we try to pass along some good information and stuff like that. Karen, always an honor and a privilege.
Same here.
And we shall see you. Don't, you know, keep tuning in during the week on Trim Radio Network. You know what? We're trying to get growing here, folks, and we have some great shows on there. So make sure you come on over, you come visit us. And we've got some new things coming up in the future, too. But we'll get to you guys with that later next week. Let's get on out of here, and we'll talk to you then. God bless. Take care.
From the wreck of the day, and the lights always red in the rearview. Desperately close to a coffin of hope, I cheat destiny just to be near you. And if this is giving up, then I'm giving up. If this giving up, and I'm giving up on love, on love. Driving away from the wreck of the day, and I'm thinking about calling on Jesus. Love doesn't hurt, so I know I'm not falling in love, I'm just falling to pieces. And if this is giving up, then I'm giving up.